Is this a central part of the city?
This church marks the exact center of Sofia. Further down, you can see the mosque. There's a Catholic church on the left, and the synagogue is over there, near the central market hall.
It's really nice to have important Christian, Jewish, and Islamic monuments so close together.
And it's very rare too, if not unique. We're very proud of this city center.
Are there any older buildings?
There are some walls from Roman times down here, between the Presidency and the Council of Minister buildings.
Oh my! What is this?
A kind of open-air museum.
I see. But these are only parts of walls. Have any buildings been preserved?
Unfortunately, we've had a very long history of raids. Huns, Goths, and Slavs all pillaged and destroyed most Thracian and Roman buildings. Then the Ottomans did the same with our medieval heritage. Had it not been for that, Sofia would now be as magnificent as Rome. But nothing is to be done. No use crying over spilled milk. In the subway, I will show you the remains of the Eastern Gate of Serdica, as the city was called in Thracian times. This here is the St. George Rotunda, which was probably built in the 6th century. And we now come to an 11th century subterranean church, St. Petka, where my daughter and I were both baptized 20 years ago.
You were baptized in the same year?
On the same day. For her to be baptized, her parents had to be baptized too. In our childhood, church rituals were not in fashion, to put it mildly.
I can understand that. What a pleasant building!
This used to be a royal palace. We had some foreign kings after our liberation from the Ottomans. It is a gallery now. Look, we are now nearing the Bulgarian Academy of Sciences and the National Assembly.
Ah, here's the famous Alexander Nevsky Memorial Church. It's more impressive even than on the postcards you sent me.
It certainly is impressive. The bell tower is 53 meters high and houses 53 bells, weighing up to 10 tons each. Inside, there's room for over 5,000 people. But I don't like pompous, gilded buildings, especially if they are churches. That modest-looking building over there is by far my favorite.
Is it a church too?
It is the St. Sophia Basilica, which gave the city its name. It was built in the beginning of the 4th century, over the foundations of earlier temples. In the year 343, it became the seat of the Council of Serdica, and has ever since been a symbol of Christianity and Christian civilization.
Didn't the Ottomans try to convert it into a mosque, the way they did in Istanbul?
They tried to. They destroyed the murals, but every time they erected minarets, those were destroyed by earthquakes. So they finally gave up, and it was a storehouse for some time.
Why isn't there a belfry?
The bell is attached to that centuries-old tree at the entrance, but that's a long story.